majority of our clients are either peasant farmers or civil servants whose disposable income is quite low as a result of very high cost of living in Zimbabwe vis-a-vis the low incomes that are being offered by the government. So basically the majority of students are not managing to pay their tuition fees. And as an example, in Midlands, the MSC administration is forcing thousands of students to defer their studies to next semester because they are failing to actually to be able to pay tuition fees. Because these tuition fees are quite high considering the salaries and the monthly incomes that are being offered by the employers and the government as well as included. And also to the fact that the government has not been forthcoming in terms of providing a sustainable loan and grant system to replace the cadetship scheme, which is clearly not sustainable in terms of providing funding for our tertiary education.
What about the cadetship program? How is it going?
The problem with it is that it is not transparent and therefore the payments can never be done on time. It is also characterized by a lot of nepotism, as only those that are linked can be able to access it. And it is also inadequate because it is being accessed mainly by the students in universities. In polytechnics and teachers' colleges, it is very difficult to access the cadetship scheme.